Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues that affect the global business community. I'm Holly Sagine, and I'll be your host for today's program, Hydrogen Comes Out of Hiding, the Alternative Energy Source, part of a series examining the 2011 TMT predictions. Each year, the Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited Global Technology, Media, and Telecommunications Group looks at trends for the coming year in its series of predictions. This is the 10th year for predictions, which are compiled from conversations with TMT companies, industry analysts, trade organizations, and member firm partners and senior practitioners. Here today to discuss the growing popularity of hydrogen fuel is Duncan Stewart. Duncan is director of Deloitte Canada Research and co-author of TMT Predictions. Duncan, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me back.
This year's prediction on hydrogen fuel predicts explosive growth, explosive in a good way, that is. Where will that growth take place and why, Duncan?
Well, that explosive growth is a bit of a joke, of course. Most people are familiar with hydrogen in transportation and other markets, primarily through the Hindenburg Zeppelin, which, of course, airship, which burst into flames many years ago and sort of gave hydrogen a bad rap. But we figured out a lot of the bugs. So what we are seeing in 2011 is that there are a lot of different markets out there where you're looking for a really ultra-clean fuel. And one of the things you can do with hydrogen is, in addition to burning it, you can also take it and you can run it through a fuel cell. And when you do that, you take the hydrogen and you put it in these fairly complicated devices and you expose them to a catalyst. It is able to produce something that's sort of like a refuelable battery. And the great thing about a hydrogen fuel cell is that it produces a lot of power in a relatively dense fuel source. Plus, the only emission is water vapor. So hydrogen fuel cells have been talked about for years now, and they exist. They've been around for a while. They tend to be fairly expensive, but up until now, they've failed to kind of catch on. But we, in 2011, see a couple of markets where they're going to do relatively well. Let me give you one of those examples. Inside a warehouse, an indoor warehouse, you've got all these forklift trucks that are going around. Now, obviously, you can't have diesel-powered forklift trucks indoors. You know, you'd give carbon monoxide all over the place. So up until now, they've used lead-acid batteries, but those are heavy. They take a long time to recharge. By and large, they haven't been the perfect solution. So a number of people inside warehouses are beginning to adopt hydrogen fuel cells to power the forklift trucks. Another example would be in cell towers. As we know, around the world, and especially, I guess, in the American market post-Katrina, there's a serious need for a reliable and robust cellular infrastructure. In times of natural disaster, very often people's cell phones are their lifeline. So there are new laws about being able to have at least 8 hours of backup power for a cell tower in the event of an emergency. Once again, diesel generators are sometimes not the answer, and once again, lead-acid batteries sometimes aren't the answer. Putting those on a rooftop isn't really a good idea. Here again, we have a market of thousands or maybe even tens of thousands of backup generators running off of hydrogen fuel cells that are going to be used in the developed and the developing world, where very often the electrical grid is not so robust.
What about the use of hydrogen in the auto industry?
That's still coming along. A number of automobile manufacturers are still trialing hydrogen fuel cells, and over the long term, that may in fact prove to be a fairly large market. But in 2011, 2012, that doesn't appear to be the case. The cost of the cells is still very high. One estimate is $200,000 to $300,000 per cell. The other challenge, of course, is that there isn't a hydrogen refueling infrastructure around. And just by and large, it appears to be an interesting technology for automotive, but not one that we're going to see in the next year or two.
So aside from the cost and the source issues, are there any other downsides to hydrogen?
There is a bit of one. The problem is that there are no hydrogen wells or hydrogen mines. So when we want hydrogen for our fuel cells in a forklift or in a cell tower, we have to go make it from somewhere else. And usually that's perhaps by getting it out of a natural gas stream or electrolyzing it from water. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, and those are, in fact, environmentally benign ways of creating hydrogen. The only challenge is that you need energy to do that, and you usually need more energy to do that than you get out of the hydrogen at the end. So one of the ways of thinking about hydrogen is it's really not an energy source in and of itself. In fact, hydrogen is a storage medium. So when we think about energy storage, basically a hydrogen fuel cell is like a supercharged refuelable battery with fairly good characteristics. So the only downside to hydrogen is the lack of easy economical availability. But in the markets that we think it is going to take off, in the forklift business, in the cell tower business, that's not that much of a barrier. So hydrogen, at least in certain niche markets in 2011, is almost the perfect energy source.
So it sounds like there's a bright future for it in 2011. Duncan, thanks so much for your comments today.
My pleasure.
Visit www.deloitte.com/predictions2011 to access this year's predictions for technology, media, and telecommunications. Visit www.deloitte.com/global for more on Deloitte Number Firm's involvement in this industry, as well as other industries and service lines. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, a program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/podcasts. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited, a UK private company limited by guarantee, and its network of member firms, each of which is legally separate and independent entity. Please see www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.